Good morning, lovers and friends, booze and bros, people listening to this podcast at any point in time, at any time of day. Hi, hello, how are you? Welcome back to the Bookcast. Today's episode may sound a little funny because I am in a hotel room and it's very sparse in here, so it does sound a bit empty. Many apologies. I am using a microphone. I am using headphones, but it's going to sound a little weird because that is the situation. Here we go. Welcome to episode 79. This is the Bookcast, my platform for sharing short fiction and updates on what I'm reading and writing. I am D.L. White, your host. I am an Atlanta-based author of contemporary Southern and romantic fiction novels that center Black love and relationships. I'm also a big fan of books. So we usually begin with a book report where I talk about what I read, what I'm reading, what I put down because I couldn't get to it or didn't like it. And then we talk about writing and topics of the day. I have concluded my How I Write series. I did that through all of February. It was enjoyable and fantastic. You can go back and listen to those episodes. I did, I believe, 4 episodes on how I personally write, backed up by a little bit of research and, you know, some things that you can take away because, as I like to say, I am nobody's expert. I'm not a guru. I'm not a guide. I'm not a coach. I talk about how I do it. I talk about how the experts say you should do it. We meet somewhere in the middle. You know what I'm saying? I'm currently on a short weekend writing retreat where I plan to make a dent in the pearl at Black Diamond. This is Black Diamond Romance number 3. I'll talk about my weekend writing and my goals for the weekend in the writing update. The Bookcast is a production of books by D.L. White, written, edited, produced, and supported by me. If you'd love to back me up, I would be most grateful for that. The best way to do that is to talk about the books, but also buy the books. Booksbydlwhite.com/books has all of the good stuff in ebook or audio. Again, I have done away with print copies at my house. I'll do like a special signed edition or whatever, but I'm trying not to ship books from my house anymore. I just don't sell enough to make that worth it for me. You can always get your print copies by requesting them from Resist Booksellers at resistbooksellers.com, or you can go to my personal shop or the Resist Booksellers shop on bookshop.org. But if you're looking for ebook and audio, I've got all that for you at Books by D.L. White. This month, I'm celebrating the debut novel, Brunch at Ruby's, which turns 9 at the end of March. I put the ebook and the audiobook on sale wherever ebooks are sold. Audiobooks on sale at my store, Spotify, Nook Audio. It should also be on sale at Apple Books, but I honestly have not remembered to check. If it's not, sorry about that. It's supposed to be. And if you talk to me nice, I have a few Spotify audiobook codes if you don't want to go through the hassle but really want to listen to the audio. Speaking of audio, Curl and Die is featured this week at indieaudiobookdeals.com. If you're a member at Kobo Plus, you can grab that in ebook or audio as part of your subscription if you have reading and listening. And then as a reminder, if you are a premium subscriber at Spotify, you get 15 free hours there. So snatch up my audiobooks. I still get paid for them. And you can, I think Brunch at Ruby's is like a 14 or 13 hour audiobook. So you could practically listen to the whole book for free on Spotify. We have got a lot to cover today. So let's get going. Today, we will start with the book report as always. Then I will update on the writing. I am hoping to keep this episode short and sweet because I broke my nightstand, first of all. And I want to get some writing in before my event this morning. And then I'll come back this afternoon and get back to it. Today is Saturday, March 9th. It is 8:44 a.m. It is overcast in the ATL. I have a mic and I am ready to dig in. But first, no matter where I'm at, I have got coffee. All right. Here we go. We begin, as always, with the book report because I am a bookhead. I have read 32 books of my challenge to read 150 books this year. I am 5 books ahead on my Goodreads challenge, which is great. I read this week Mother Charity, a big free novel by Martha B. Boone. I met Dr. Boone probably like 7 years ago or something at a local author shindig at Foxtail Books up way, way up in like Woodstock, Georgia. I bought the big free, read it, really enjoyed it. If you know me, you know I love like a medical drama. I love a medical documentary, books about nurses, doctors, whatever. I'm all over it. So was happy to snatch up her book. If you like nonfiction about the body, she has a book called The Unfettered Urologist. Dr. Boone is a retired urologist. She is a fantastic follow on any platform. She's on Twitter and Facebook. I know her on Facebook. Anyway, Mother Charity is the second big free novel. It centers around the historic Charity Hospital in New Orleans. This book was really good. You know, it's an account of a doctor who is, I believe she's a resident. They keep calling her intern, but I believe it's resident. And she is assigned a rotation with a doctor who is just mean and she's super dreading it. But it really takes you through the resident experience, like a firsthand account of the journey from a really timid resident to a confident and accomplished doctor, surgeon, rather. Some funny characters in it. If I'm being honest, it's a little thick in the writing. I would have trimmed it down some, like some of the dialogue is full, but it's not my book. So I did finish it and I will be seeing Dr. Boone today and hoping to get an autographed copy of Mother Charity. I also read Make You Mine Again, a second chance novella by Sherris Hodges. This was Sherris is always like a really good, like, hey, I need something to read. Let me snatch this up. Her Richardson Six Sisters story is quite good. Really love that entire series. So I snatched this up. It was a birthday release for her, which gives me ideas to write a little something, something for my birthday. I don't know. I don't know if I have time. I don't know if I'll get it out because I'm also trying to not miss episodes on the podcast. So I do have birthday plans, so I do not have time to record an episode on my birthday weekend, but Robert Justice sent me a DM on Twitter. He's like, hey, I have an idea on how you can not miss episodes. So some of you people that listen to me every week, I'm goodness gracious. So between writing this book and possibly writing a little short for my birthday and possibly like recording an extra episode so I don't miss episodes for my birthday, which no promises, I have no issues missing an episode in the least. But we'll see. I don't know if I have time. I don't have time. This week I am reading This Could Be Us, which is Skyline Number 2 by Kennedy Ryan. I did finally start this. I grabbed it in audio. It's good. It is not, it's more like drama, women's fiction. It's not giving me really lovey-dovey vibes that I need to write romance. So I feel like I need to grab something that's like quick, short, sweet, steamy to like get me in the mood and the mindset. It is very good though. Already dislike Edward a great deal. Jacoby DM narrates the male heroine. Wow. The male main character in this book, I feel like, this is just my opinion, I feel like Jacoby is a bit much for this book. I don't know. I feel like Jacoby's voice could be used for certain characters. I feel like Jacoby's a little bit much for this book. But if I'm honest, don't cancel me, don't hate me. If I'm honest, Jacoby on romances is a lot overdone to me. The way he voices a romance, it's much different than the way he voices a crime fiction or a like a genre fiction novel. I know I'm using the word genre fiction wrong, but whatever. You know what I'm talking about? I feel like he is always a little bit too much for me on romance. And that is not a popular opinion. I am a fan of J.D. Jackson, which is when he is reading a novel that is not a romance. The Jacoby DM, I gotta space those out because I feel like he really gets into it and it's just, it's too much for me. I also have The American Daughters by Maurice Carlos Ruffin. I'm going to keep this on my reading list until I actually start it and read it. But here's my deal with this book. It's a historical fiction, and I'm writing a romance, and I feel like it's going to mess with my romance mojo. So I haven't started it, but I'm keeping it on my list until I start it and finish it. I also have Watch Where They Hide by Tamron Hall. That actually comes out, I believe, next week, and I have not started it yet. Again, thinking about waiting for it to come out in audio so I can listen to it as opposed to read it with my eyes or have Kindle text-to-speech read it to me. It's just a different experience when I'm listening to it. And also I can listen and do other things like drive, like work. I do a lot of like mindless tasks. I do a lot of work by myself. So it's great for me to have an audiobook or like a stack of podcasts or like a YouTube video that I can listen to while I work. And so I do save really good books for that kind of work. So might save it. I did hear that this was good, not great, but her first book was good, not great. I hope it's better than the first one. Big fan of Tamron. You like, you know, branching out into other things and doing something else. So I did not put down any books this week, mostly because I spent most of my week writing and I ain't got no problems with that. Moving on to the writing update, last week's word count was just over 30,000 words, and I had cut quite a bit. I cut out like almost a whole chapter, and this week I added some words back. I actually wrote a couple of chapters, I think, or like a chapter and a half. I know I wrote at least one whole chapter yesterday. This week I'm at 36,000. I'm hoping to get in a good 10,000 this weekend. Some authors are out here writing 10K a day, and that ain't me, child. That ain't me. I ain't got it like that. But if I could get a good, if I can get a good 10,000 over a weekend, I am good. So if I leave this hotel and I am over 40,000, I'll be happy. I'll be happy about that because that's what I would typically get over a week's amount of time. We are heading into 20K in 5 days territory with the word makers, and I don't think I am doing the challenge, but I may check in just for the camaraderie. I do have to work this week. My boss will be back this week. It's going to be a busy one, but we'll see what the evening check-ins are hitting for. I might roll into the Zoom just to write with my friend. So we'll see. No promises. I am getting to the point in my novel where my characters are starting to fall for each other, but realizing that can't happen for one reason or another. Among other methods like goal, motivation, conflict, I find it difficult to get into the romance of a romance. So I also follow the romancing the beat plot structure, which helps me develop the love between my characters. If you're a romance writer, and you've never had the pleasure of me beating you upside the head with a copy of Romancing the Beat by Gwen Hayes, available at romancingthebeat.com in ebook, print, and audio. Just saying, it's a really, really short book. It's a great listen. It's a great read. I try to read it right before I write any romance. Didn't do it this time. I wonder why I'm struggling. It is a popular framework for structuring romance novels. It provides guidance on plotting and pacing, focusing on the development of the romantic relationship between your main character. So there's four phases, and each phase has beats that belong to the phase. So phase one is the setup, introducing your love interest and setting the stage for the romance. Phase two is falling in love, a period where the love interests get to know each other better, but they're not quite firmly in a relationship. Phase three is retreating from love, where one or both characters begin to doubt the relationship entirely, which can lead to your third act breakup or your relationship dark moment. And then phase four is fighting for love, where the love interests face their darkest moment, realizing they can't live without each other. And then they go on to live happily ever after. Each phase, as I said, includes key beats that your novel will include to craft your swoon-worthy love story. So in detail, I'm in phase one. I've introduced my main characters. During the setup, you introduce your two main characters and show why they are compelling. We give our readers a look at the characters normalized before they're turned upside down by true love. In the meet cute is where your two main characters meet for the first time. My characters have met. This moment should be memorable, though it doesn't actually have to be cute. Mine's kind of cute. It's kind of cute. Davis is upset because Kari has been hired by the management company that kind of like runs the hotel. Davis runs the hotel, but there's a management company that sits over that hired him, that hired, you know, everybody. And that management company is hired by Harlan Calhoun, who is like a oil magnate or something. And he decides to get into resorts and he's hired Davis to run this hotel. And it's kind of sort of failing. And he's been telling Calhoun, hey, I need some help because I can't book events. I can't do marketing. I can't do all this because I'm busy like running around trying to keep the lights on. And Harlan's like, bet your new marketing manager will be by there shortly. And he's like, hey, I don't get to pick them out. I don't get to hire them. You brought in somebody who's probably like a leggy blonde that doesn't know anything, and I'm gonna have to lead her around and show her what to do. So Davis is already kind of against Kari coming in. Kari is coming in like very bubbly, fresh-faced, really excited about a new chapter in her life. She's been, as I've said before, she's been raising her siblings since they were 10 and 12. They are now adults, so to speak. They're out at college, and Kari is basically looking to like pick up her life where she left off, establishing a career, getting, you know, a good job. And she's about to move to the beach and run marketing and events for this premier hotel on Black Diamond. Only problem is her boss is a little bit like persnickety. We call him Puckered in the book. So that's where I am. I've introduced my main characters. I've had my meet cute. No way number one, during this beat, one of your main characters explains internally or externally why they most assuredly will not be falling in love with the love interest they just collided with. And we have done that. Davis has gone through his ins and outs, and Davis has a type, and his type is a woman that works with him. So Davis is really just trying not to fall in love with a woman that he works with again, because it did not work out well the last time. And then phase four, beat four in the setup phase is the adhesion of love plot thrust. Your main characters have met. They have sworn they're not falling in love. Fortunately for them and fans of true love, the adhesion beat is next. In this beat, something happens to keep your main characters close to each other for the duration of the story. So that is the point that I'm working on right now. This is the point where we see Wade and Amina and Gage come back. That's from Beach Thing, which is Black Diamond Romance number one. We have seen Vance and Athena throughout the book because Vance and Davis are best friends, and Kari and Athena have met, and so they're like chatty good friends now. So this book now has a lot of characters, and there's a big event that I'm having Kari set up basically to kick the summer off at the Pearl, bring people to the island, bring people to the hotel. And so it's going to be fun. It's just a lot of intricate, like putting things together. And my concern right now is it's a little bit tedious. So I think I'm just going to try not to worry about it. I'm going to write it out and cut it back later to the pertinent points, like punch it up. And so, but I'm really getting to the point where Davis and Kari are realizing that they not only do they actually like and respect each other, but they have feelings for each other. And so moving on to phase two, which is the falling in love phase. During this phase, the writer's job is to show readers why your characters are meant to be together forever. This increases the tension between them, begins to show why they are stronger together than apart. And I feel like this is going to play really well with this episode because Davis and Kari have to pull off this summer at the Pearl. Otherwise, Harlan is going to come down and shut it down. So no way number two beat, despite the fact that your main characters are stuck together, they will want to fight their feelings. The no way beat offers an opportunity to reiterate why this relationship simply won't work. Then you get to the inkling where your characters start to realize that they might fall in love. They might get a look at a different side of each other or have an inexplicably romantic moment. This is typically what we call your grand gesture. And I have a really, really great idea for the grand gesture, but I'm building to it. I'm breadcrumbing, dropping in comments so it's not a surprise when it happens. Then there's deepening desire. There's no denying it anymore. Your characters are falling for each other. Then the maybe this could work. Your characters start to believe that love could work. There's something different about their connection than what they've experienced before. Then the midpoint of love, the sparks are flying between your two main characters. The tension culminates in an expression of their affection, usually, you know, through, I don't know, something big, something small, but you get it. They in there. So I am ending phase one, moving into phase two. I'm very excited about that. My issue is that I am at chapter 11 and I'm still in phase one. So it makes me feel like this book is going to be long, but, you know, I got a story to tell. So this might be like a full length, like 70-75K word novel. It's not a novella. It's definitely not a novella. I have a lot of story that I want to tell. So, so that's where I'm at. That's the writing update. I feel like I'm on a good tack. I'm at the point where I feel like it's getting long and I don't have as much story for Davis as I have for Kari. And that concerns me, but, you know, we're going to work it out. I need to like not talk myself out of the progress that I'm making and, you know, what I'm doing, get the words on the page and then spruce them up. You know, I always write and then edit and add more, take away more, fluff it up, layer it up. So I worry while I'm writing that it's not going to be enough. It's not good enough. It's not moving enough. There's not enough magic. There's not enough romance. There's not enough love. But I have never published a book that I don't like. I have never published a book that does not have a sufficient amount of romantic connection and sparks and desire between my characters. So DL, just stop worrying about it. I have to talk to myself and talk myself through it. Right now, while I'm writing, it's very ugly, but before it hits my editor, I am going to love it. I am going to be happy with it. And then I send it over to A.K, who makes it look very pretty and makes it sound very pretty and makes it flow better and make sure I don't have any typos, make sure I don't start sentences with the same word over and over. So I also have this thing where I echo, where like I use a word and then I use the same word in the same paragraph, because as I write and I layer, I get in a groove and like I find certain words that I really like and then I want to use it a lot. So she finds those little pitfalls. I drop words all the time. She finds, you know, those little mistakes. So I am, it's 9:04. I am going to end this podcast. I'm going to edit it, schedule it, get it up. The social media is going to be real short and sweet for today. I'm probably going to catch up on that tomorrow after I check out and I get home. I'm happy with what I have. It's not perfect, but it gives me a foundation. And I just need to pound out the words. You know what I'm saying? So that brings us to the end of today's episode. Thank you so much for joining me for today's chat. Follow me on the socials. I'm author DL White in most places. Shout me out, a holler. Don't forget to like, comment, share, subscribe, especially if you are listening to this on YouTube or you listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Give a girl a rating. I'd really, really appreciate it. Don't forget that you can support this podcast with your book purchases by spreading the good word or throwing some coins in the hat at bookcast.buzzsprout.com. Every little bit helps. I'll be back next week with a reading update and a writing update, and I will be at home. It's much easier to record the podcast at home, so I will be happy to be back at my desk with all my things and my extra screen, and hopefully I will get a mic stand that works. You should see, like, I'll take a picture and post it, the contraption that I have set up so that I can use this microphone. Ugh, my goodness. All right, that is it for me. I'll be back next week. Like I said, reading, writing update. Please enjoy your weekend. Have a superlative week. We'll chat again soon. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back.